Well, it wasn't quite a pluribus unum in the Labour Party this week as the passage of the Social Welfare Bill through the Dáil claimed the fifth Labour TD in the lifetime of this government in the form of party chairman and TD for Galway East, Colm Keaveney, who voted against the bill. And it appears the trouble isn't over yet. Next week sees the same bill go to the Seanad, where at least one other member of the Parliamentary Party and some independents are reluctant to aid the passage. We'll be talking to Labour leader and Taoiseach Eamon Gilmore in a moment. But first, here's what Labour Senator James Heffernan told this programme this weekend.
I do have certain concerns over the, you know, the blanket cut to children's loans, to child welfare. It's something that, you know, we committed to during the election. It's something that I felt that we were committed to, and I think most people that voted for Labour felt that we were committed to as well.
And what about the carers' respite grant? What kind of feedback have you been getting about that? Where what's your own opinion on the decision to cut that?
Look, Colm, the carers' respite grant, you know, it's seen, I suppose, by many as a mean cut. I don't know, was this something that was cut because, you know, it doesn't affect that many people? I don't know, but look, I think that there are some people that need it, and, you know, there are some people that don't. I think that should have been looked at a lot more closely as well.
So it's up for a vote in the Seanad next week. How are you minded to vote on the Social Welfare Bill?
I do have concerns that, you know, I'd be lying to say that I don't. And, you know, I think I'm going to meet with other senators now on Tuesday. I think we do have a meeting with the minister. And, you know, I will certainly hear what senior people within the party will have to say. But, Colm, I'm not going to be strong-armed or bullied into voting one way or the other. I will make up my own mind, and when I do, I will stick to that.
Well, what would it take to get you to vote yes?
Look, Colm, I will see what proposals are going to be put to us. There are fundamental questions that we have to ask ourselves as a party and as a Labour movement. You know, I'm not going to make an ill-informed decision. I certainly will take all opinions on board, but ultimately I'm going to make up my own mind, and I suppose when next week comes, Colm, I'll cross that bridge when I come to it.
Right, but if the vote has been taken today,
well, let's just say, Colm, I'm unconvinced at the moment.
And that was Senator James Heffernan from Limerick talking to us this weekend. Taoiseach and leader of the Labour Party Eamon Gilmore joins us in studio. Taoiseach, if James Heffernan goes overboard, it's more a function of election promises that were made by the Labour Party, ones that he hoped they could live up to, rather than political narcissism, as it was described by the Minister for Communications during the week, surely.
I think everybody has concerns about different aspects of the budget, but I don't think this is about any one individual or any one individual measure. This is about getting the country out of the crisis that we found it in. When this government was formed and when the Labour Party entered government at the beginning of 2011, this country was in the biggest economic crisis that it had been since the beginning of the state. The IMF had been brought in, there was nobody who would lend to the state, and there were many people who were worried about where we would get the money to pay for services, to pay for welfare, to pay wages and so on. This government and the Labour Party as part of this government has been engaged in what can only be described as an economic war in the 20 months since then to get the country out of that economic crisis. Fighting that war on three fronts. First of all, trying to lift the burden of debt that was imposed on the Irish taxpayer as a result of the banking collapse, work that is underway and on which we are making progress, trying to get jobs and investment into this country, where again we are making progress, and sorting out the public finances, of which this budget is a part. And this budget takes us to the 85% stage of solving the public finances problem. The Labour Party is determined to see that mandate through, to see that work completed, and to get this country through the crisis.
But the mandate was won on the back of promises like keep child welfare, to keep child benefits safe from cuts. It was effectively a campaign fought in the latter weeks of the election campaign when it looked like Fine Gael were approaching the possibility of an overall majority. the Labour Party released a number of ads, one of which was keep child benefits safe. So to return to the Latin language of the week, is dictum meum pactum not still there? Is your word your bond when it comes to dealing with the electorate?
Every political party made promises at the election time and put forward their own individual manifestos. No party got an overall majority. The Labour Party got 19% of the vote. The outcome of the election was that no individual party could form a government on its own. That is why the Labour Party negotiated a programme for government.
So is the Labour Party absolved of all its election promises? Can we throw the Labour Party manifesto out the window now, seeing as the circumstances have changed?
The promise that the Labour Party made to the people of this country was that we were going to fix the economic crisis. That's what we're doing. We are making progress on that. We are not going to be deflected from it.
But the reason you're there is because you made certain promises, and one of them was that you would keep child benefits safe from the cuts that Fine Gael proposed.
The reason that we are in government is to solve the country's economic crisis. This country has a crisis. We can't wish it away.
But the reason people put you there was because people thought that you would solve it fairly, and one of those things was based on the commitments that you made.
Yes, and we are solving it fairly. When you look at the steps that we've had to take, and they're difficult since the party entered government at the beginning of 2011, we have now got us to the stage where 85% of the budget adjustment has been done. We have done that without cutting basic rates of social welfare, without cutting PAYE tax rates, without cutting the basic services that are provided for people in health and in education. We have a job of work that we have to complete. We are going to complete that job of work, because unless we solve the economic crisis, unless we get the country out of the economic mess that it was put in, then issues like payment of welfare, like the payment of pay, like the delivery of services will be put at risk. And we are not going to be deflected from that task.
Is child benefits safe from any further cuts in subsequent budgets in the lifetime of this government?
I think that this budget has been the most difficult that this government is going to introduce. As I've said, it now takes us to the 85% stage in terms of the adjustment in what has to be done on the budget. What we now have to do is, I think we have to look at constructing a better future, about improving things. Central to that is the creation and generation of employment. And that is why this budget also has a range of measures in it which are aimed at providing additional assistance to small and medium-sized businesses so that employment can be created. It is why, for example, Joan Burton has introduced a number of measures which will provide for additional training places, additional job bridge, additional measures
but
that will
get
people back to work.
But on the specific issue of child benefit, can people be assured that the carer's respite grant is going to be safe from further cuts and that child benefit is going to be safe from further cuts in subsequent budgets? Is that a commitment that realistically you can give at this point?
I'm not going to write next year's budget at this stage. But what I can say is that we are determined that we are going to get out of the economic mess in which we found the country. It is difficult. These are difficult times. We have to make difficult decisions. Those decisions required courage, they require fortitude, and they require the Labour Party staying the course to complete the job that we were given to do, which was to solve the economic mess. That's what we're going to do, and I'm determined that we're going to complete
it. But if circumstances dictate that you can abandon certain promises that were made in the course of an election campaign, why should Colm Keaveney stick to the party whip and the committee he made when he went into government with Labour in the first place as a TD?
Because the job of work that we were given, the decision that we made at the beginning of 2011 when we decided to enter government, was to go into government and fix the problem, fix the crisis. We knew that it was going to be difficult. On the day that we made that decision, the day we held a special delegate conference to decide Labour's participation in government, we knew that it was going to be difficult, and we knew there were going to be difficult days, and there were days when we would have to make unpopular decisions. We took on that burden and we took on that responsibility. We're not going to shirk it. We're going to see it through. Not for any reason of what the Labour Party wants, but that's what the country wants and that's what the country needs. We cannot have a situation. Let's remember where we were when this government was formed. We were in a situation where this time 2 years ago, the IMF had just come into this country. By this time next year, I expect that the IMF will be getting out of this country, and we will be saying goodbye to the
By this time next month, people are going to be looking at paychecks that have been reduced reduced in terms of PRSI, and at the end of January they're going to be looking at reduced amounts of child benefit. Is there an apology owed to the people who voted for Labour on the basis of child benefit being kept safe?
The Labour Party took on a job, a difficult job, at a difficult time, at a time of crisis in this country.
But are you sorry for the collateral damage of doing that job?
The Labour Party doesn't want to be making any cuts in anything, and I wish we didn't have to. But the reality
is,
let's look at the reality of what we inherited and the state of the finances of the
country. People are keenly aware of the reality. They have less child benefit than they had years before. Are you sorry for that?
We won't solve it. We won't solve it by shouting at it. We won't solve it by bemoaning at it. We will only solve it by taking the decisions that are necessary to turn around our public finances and get us out of the crisis. That's what we're doing. We're going to stay with that. We're going to stick with it. We're going to see it through. And at the end of the day, at the end of the day, that's what people expect us to do. There are no soft options here. There are no fairy tale solutions that can be applied to the economic crisis that we found ourselves in. Nobody likes having to take these decisions. It requires courage, and the Labour Party is showing that courage.
The choice of words there used by James Heffernan, he won't be bullied, he won't be strong-armed into making a decision either way. Do you think the choice of language that Pat Ravitch used about Colm Keaveney was appropriate during the week when he talked about narcissism and pirouetting on the plinth? There seems to be an amount of disquiet amongst your own grassroots members about how Colm Keaveney was referred to after his departure from the party whip.
This isn't about any individual. And it's not about any individual and how they express themselves. There's a bigger issue here which I think affects the people of the country, and that is solving the economic crisis, getting us out of it. That's what the Labour Party is focused on, and we're not going to be deflected.
Well,
from
on
it.
That, are Pat Rabbit and Michael Noonan squabbling over remarks that Pat Rabbit made on The Week in Politics last week when he said that the next instalment of promissory notes just won't be paid? Michael Noonan, it seems, according to newspaper reports today, wasn't impressed with that assertion.
Pat Rabbit and Michael Noonan aren't squabbling about anything. This government is united and determined that we will find a resolution to the bank debt difficulty that the previous government landed us with.
OK, was Pat Rabbit right then when he said that?
We are working on finding a resolution to the promissory note, on lifting the burden of bank debt on the Irish people. And I think you saw this week at the European Council where progress was made again on implementing a European banking union and putting in place a supervisory mechanism that will enable banks to be recapitalised through the European banking system.
Are we paying up in March?
We didn't pay last year, and we're determined that we will have a resolution of the promissory note issue by the time it's due in March.
So we're not paying in March, or we are paying in March?
We didn't pay last year, and the government is working on a resolution of that issue, and I'm confident that we'll find that resolution.
On the matter of the Pat Finucane report that was out during the week, the British government says there is now no longer any need for a full public inquiry into the murder of solicitor Pat Finucane, who was murdered in 1989. Collusion was found to be at the root of that murder. Where does the Irish government now go from here in pursuing its desire to see a public inquiry into that murder?
Well, the Irish government's position remains the same. We believe that a public inquiry is necessary. There was an agreement reached in Western Park in 2001 that there were a number of cases where collusion was involved which required a public inquiry. Judge Corey, who looked at the issue after that, confirmed that. That remains the position, and that remains the position of the Irish government, that there should be a public inquiry. I think that what we saw this week in the De Silva report was shocking, the level of collusion that was involved. We disagree with the British government's position on this. They know that we disagree on it. And I have spoken during the week with Geraldine Finucane, and the Taoiseach also spoke with her. And I expect to be meeting with her and with her family early in the new year to discuss where we go from here with it.
Would you hold out a greater chance of success if, for example, there was to be a change of government in Britain?
I don't think it's an issue of a change of government. That's a matter, obviously, for the British people at an election. There is an agreement between the two governments. And the view of the Irish government is that those agreements must be fulfilled in full.
And David Cameron, as a result, you'll be working on him to change his mind.
Well, the Taoiseach spoke with David Cameron during the week. I spoke with the Deputy Prime Minister. I also spoke with the Secretary of State for Northern Ireland, and they're very well aware of our position.
Could America, anyone in America, be a help on this?
But that's something I think probably for another day. We intend to continue working on it. I did have the opportunity of speaking with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton about these issues when I met her here in Dublin the week before last. These are issues, obviously, that will be discussed. But in the first instance, we will be discussing them with the British government, and we'll be discussing them and cooperating with the Finucane family and how we progress it.
It's 1 o'clock. You're listening to This Week on RT Radio 1 with Conor Brophy and Colm O'Mungain. Coming up on the programme:
a Labour senator says he's unconvinced when it comes to supporting the social welfare bill, and party leader in Taoiseach Eamon Gilmore joins us live.
If there are better choices for cuts, what are they? Sinn Féin's Mary Lou MacDonald gives her view.
Another tragedy, a familiar pattern. We go live to Connecticut as President Obama meets those affected by the Sandy Hook massacre.
And Paddy remembered former colleagues and adversaries on a football legend.
That's all to come between now and 2 o'clock. But first, the news is read by Michael Murphy.
Well, it wasn't quite a pluribus unum in the Labour Party this week as the passage of the social welfare bill through the Dáil claimed the fifth Labour TD in the lifetime of this government in the form of party chairman and TD for Galway East, Colm Keaveney, who voted against the bill. And it appears the trouble isn't over yet. Next week sees the same bill go to the Seanad, where at least one other member of the parliamentary party and some independents are reluctant to aid the passage. We'll be talking to Labour leader and Taoiseach Eamon Gilmore in a moment, but first here's what Labour Senator James Heffernan told this programme this weekend.
I do have certain concerns over the, you know, the blanket cut to children's allowance, to child welfare. It's something that, you know, we committed to during the election. Something that I felt that we were committed to, and I think most people that voted for Labour felt that we were committed to as well.
And what about the carers' respite grant? What kind of feedback have you been getting about that? Where what's your own opinion on the decision to cut that?
Look, Colm, the carers' respite grant, you know, it's seen, I suppose, by many as a mean cut. I don't know, was this something that was cut because, you know, it doesn't affect that many people? I don't know, but look, I think that there are some people that need it, and, you know, there are some people that don't. I think that should have been looked at a lot more closely as well.
So it's up for a vote in the Seanad next week. How are you minded to vote on the social welfare bill?
I do have concerns that, you know, I'd be lying to say that I don't. And, you know, I think I'm going to meet with other senators now on Tuesday. I think we do have a meeting with the minister, and you know, I will certainly hear what senior people within the party will have to say. But Colm, I'm not going to be strong-armed or bullied into voting one way or the other. I will make up my own mind, and when I do, I will stick to that.
Well, what would it take to get you to vote yes?
Look, Colm, I will see what proposals are going to be put to us. There are fundamental questions that we have to ask ourselves as a party and as a Labour movement. You know, I'm not going to make an ill-informed decision. I certainly will take all opinions on board, but ultimately I'm going to make up my own mind. And I suppose when next week comes, Colm, I'll cross that bridge when I come to it.
Right, but if the vote has been taken today...
Well, let's just say, Colm, I am... I'm unconvinced at the moment.
And that was Senator James Heffernan from Limerick talking to us this weekend. Taoiseach and leader of the Labour Party, Eamon Gilmore, joins us in studio. Taoiseach, if James Heffernan goes overboard, it's more a function of election promises that were made by the Labour Party, ones that he hoped they could live up to, rather than political narcissism, as it was described by the Minister for Communications during the week, surely.
I think everybody has concerns about different aspects of the budget, but I don't think this is about any one individual or any one individual measure. This is about getting the country out of the crisis that we found it in. When this government was formed and when the Labour Party entered government at the beginning of 2011, this country was in the biggest economic crisis that it had been since the beginning of the state. The IMF had been brought in. There was nobody who would lend to the state. And there were many people who were worried about where we would get the money to pay for services, to pay for welfare, to pay wages and so on. This government and the Labour Party as part of this government has been engaged in what can only be described as an economic war in the 20 months since then to get the country out of that economic crisis. Fighting that war on three fronts. First of all, trying to lift the burden of debt that was imposed on the Irish taxpayer as a result of the banking collapse, work that is underway and on which we are making progress, trying to get jobs and investment into this country, where again we are making progress, and sorting out the public finances, of which this budget is a part. And this budget takes us to the 85% stage of solving the public finances problem. The Labour Party is determined to see that mandate through, to see that work completed, and to get this country through the crisis.
But the mandate was won on the back of promises like keep child welfare, keep child benefits safe from cuts. It was effectively a campaign fought in the latter weeks of the election campaign when it looked like Fine Gael were approaching the possibility of an overall majority. The Labour Party released a number of ads, one of which was keep child benefits safe. So to return to the Latin language of the week, is dictum meum pactum not still there? Is your word your bond when it comes to dealing with the electorate?
Every political party made promises at the election time and put forward their own individual manifestos. No party got an overall majority. The Labour Party got 19% of the vote. The outcome of the election was that no individual party could form a government on its own. That is why the Labour Party negotiated a programme for government.
So is the Labour Party absolved of all its election promises? Can we throw the Labour Party manifesto out the window now, seeing as the circumstances have changed?
The promise that the Labour Party made to the people of this country was that we were going to fix the economic crisis. That's what we're doing. We are making progress on that. We are not going to be deflected from it.
But the reason you're there is because you made certain promises, and one of them was that you would keep child benefits safe from the cuts that Fine Gael proposed.
The reason that we are in government is to solve the country's economic crisis. This country has a crisis. We can't wish it away.
But the reason people put you there was because people thought that you would solve it fairly, and one of those things was based on the commitments that you made.
Yes, and we are solving it fairly. When you look at the steps that we've had to take, and they're difficult since the party entered government at the beginning of 2011, we have now got us to the stage where 85% of the budget adjustment has been done. We have done that without cutting basic rates of social welfare, without cutting PAYE tax rates, without cutting the basic services that are provided for people in health and in education. We have a job of work that we have to complete. We are going to complete that job of work because unless we solve the economic crisis, unless we get the country out of the economic mess that it was put in, then issues like payment of welfare, like the payment of pay, like the delivery of services will be put at risk, and we are not going to be deflected from that task.
Is child benefits safe from any further cuts in subsequent budgets in the lifetime of this government?
I think that this budget has been the most difficult that this government is going to introduce. As I've said, it now takes us to the 85% stage in terms of the adjustment in what has to be done on the budget. What we now have to do is I think we have to look at constructing a better future, about improving things. Central to that is the creation and generation of employment. And that is why this budget also has a range of measures in it which are aimed at providing additional assistance to small and medium-sized businesses so that employment can be created. It is why, for example, Joan Burton has introduced a number of measures which will provide for additional training places, additional job bridge, additional measures
but
that will
get
people back to work.
But on the specific issue of child benefit, can people be assured that the carer's respite grant is going to be safe from further cuts and the child benefit is going to be safe from further cuts in subsequent budgets? Is that a commitment that realistically you can give at this point?
I'm not going to write next year's budget at this stage, but what I can say is that we are determined that we are going to get out of the economic mess in which we found the country. It is difficult. These are difficult times. We have to make difficult decisions. Those decisions required courage, they require fortitude, and they require the Labour Party staying the course to complete the job that we were given to do, which was to solve the economic mess. That's what we're going to do, and I'm determined that we're going to complete
it. But if circumstances dictate that you can abandon certain promises that were made in the course of an election campaign, why should Colm Keaveney stick to the party whip and the commitment commitment he made when he went into government with Labour in the first place as a TD?
Because the job of work that we were given, the decision that we made at the beginning of 2011 when we decided to enter government, was to go into government and fix the problem, fix the crisis. We knew that it was going to be difficult. On the day that we made that decision, the day we held a special delegate conference to decide Labour's participation in government, we knew that it was going to be difficult, and we knew there were going to be difficult days, and there were days when we would have to make unpopular decisions. We took on that burden and we took on that responsibility. We're not going to shirk it. We're going to see it through. Not for any reason of what the Labour Party wants, but that's what the country wants and that's what the country needs. We cannot have a situation. Let's remember where we were when this government was formed. We were in a situation where this time 2 years ago, the IMF had just come into this country. By this time next year, I expect that the IMF will be getting out of this country and we will be saying goodbye to
By this time next month, people are going to be looking at paychecks that have been reduced in terms of PRSI, and at the end of January, they're going to be looking at reduced amounts of child benefit. Is there an apology owed to the people who voted for Labour on the basis of child benefit being kept safe?
The Labour Party took on a job, a difficult job, at a difficult time, at a time of crisis in this country.
But are you sorry for the collateral damage of doing that job?
The Labour Party doesn't want to be making any cuts in anything, and I wish we didn't have to. But the reality
But
the reality is, let's look at the reality of what we inherited and the state of the finances of the
country. People
are
keenly aware of the reality. They have less child benefit than they had years before. Are you sorry for that?
We won't solve it. We won't solve it by shouting at it. We won't solve it by bemoaning at it. We will only solve it by taking the decisions that are necessary to turn around our public finances and get us out of the crisis. That's what we're doing. We're going to stay with that. We're going to stick with it. We're going to see it through. And at the end of the day, that's what people expect us to do. There are no soft options here. There are no fairy tale solutions that can be applied to the economic crisis that we found ourselves in. Nobody likes having to take these decisions. It requires courage, and the Labour Party is showing that courage.
The choice of words there used by James Heffernan, he won't be bullied, he won't be strong-armed into making a decision either way. Do you think the choice of language that Pat Rabbit used about Colm Keaveney was appropriate during the week when he talked about narcissism and pirouetting on the plinth? There seems to be an amount of disquiet amongst your own grassroots members about how Colm Keaveney was referred to after his departure from the party whip.
This isn't about any individual. And it's not about any individual and how they express themselves. There's a bigger issue here which I think affects the people of the country, and that is solving the economic crisis, getting us out of it. That's what the Labour Party is focused on, and we're not going to be deflected.
Well,
from
on
it.
That, are Pat Rabbit and Michael Noonan squabbling over remarks that Pat Rabbit made on The Week in Politics last week when he said that the next instalment of promissory notes just won't be paid? Michael Noonan, it seems, according to newspapers. Reports today, wasn't impressed with that assertion.
Pat Rabbit and Michael Noonan aren't squabbling about anything. This government is united and determined that we will find a resolution to the bank debt difficulty that the previous government landed us with.
Okay, was Pat Rabbit right then when he said that?
We are working on finding a resolution to the promissory note, on lifting the burden of bank debt on the Irish people. And I think you saw this week at the European Council where progress was made again on implementing a European banking union and putting in place a supervisory mechanism that will enable banks to be recapitalised through the European banking system.
Are we paying up in March?
We didn't pay last year, and we're determined that we will have a resolution of the promissory note issue by the time it's due in March.
So we're not paying in March, or we are paying in March?
We didn't pay last year, and the government is working on a resolution of that issue, and I'm confident that we'll find that resolution.
On the matter of the Pat Finucane report that was out during the week, the British government says there is now no longer any need for a full public inquiry into the murder of solicitor Pat Finucane, who was murdered in 1989. Collusion was found to be at the root of that murder. Where does the Irish government now go from here in pursuing its desire to see a public inquiry into that murder?
Well, the Irish government's position remains the same. We believe that a public inquiry is necessary. There was an agreement reached in Weston Park in 2001 that there were a number of cases where collusion was involved, which required a public inquiry. Judge Corey, who looked at the issue after that, confirmed that. That remains the position, and that remains the position of the Irish government, that there should be a public inquiry. I think that what was what we saw this week in the De Silva report was shocking, the level of collusion that was involved. We disagree with the British government's position on this. They know that we disagree on it. And I have spoken during the week with Geraldine Finucane, and the Taoiseach also spoke with her. And I expect to be meeting with her and with her family early in the new year to discuss where we go from here with it.
Would you hold out a greater chance of success if, for example, there was to be a change of government in Britain?
I don't think it's an issue of a change of government. That's a matter, obviously, for the British people at an election. There is an agreement between the two governments. The view of the Irish government is that that those agreements must be fulfilled in full.
And David Cameron, as a result, you'll be working on him to change his mind.
Well, the Taoiseach spoke with David Cameron during the week. I spoke with the Deputy Prime Minister. I also spoke with the Secretary of State for Northern Ireland, and they're very well aware of our position.
Could America, anyone in America, be a help on this?
Well, that's something I think probably for another day. We intend to continue working on it. I did have the opportunity of speaking with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton about these issues when I met her here in Dublin the week before last. These are